afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello everyone and welcome to Rock Solid, comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic.
All solid and liquid.
That's Gary Lucy.
That's right. And damn right it is.
And I am Pat Franz.
The time has come, Pat.
We are here today, Gary.
To say fair is fair.
To,
to pay the rent. You know that song, Midnight Oil?
I don't know. Midnight Oil, I can't get into those guys.
No. I like the part of it, like, he does that thing, he makes that noise that, like, cats make when they see a bird outside, they, nah.
Wonder if when he writes his lyrics out that he writes that in, cat noise.
Cat noise.
I'm going to say, burn some beds and then make a cat noise. Farrah Fawcett's favorite song, by the way.
That's right. Pat, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm excited. This is going to be a great day. This is going to be a great show.
Can we give the little backstory that the silent partner, producer Matt Belknap,
yes, cut us off at the knees.
Came in and made us cut our list of songs today.
Twist!
Like I thought he was going to say, hey, look, you guys are playing too many songs, so the next time, try to cut it down to this. But no, he said, cut three off your list right now, and that was really hard.
Because it was hard, because I had like 20, and I said, like, how am I going to get it down to 10? But you know what's happened? We've been having the CD creep. Like, we started out the show, like, we wanted it to be album length, like 42 minutes long or something, and then gradually it's gotten up to about 70
minutes.
Yeah,
we've been heading into the Chinese democracy territory.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's tough love. It's appreciated.
I will tell you that the Rolling Stones got cut from my list.
Hmm.
Suzanne Vega got cut from my list. And Aerosmith got cut because Matt said, you played these guys before.
Oh, I think
stupid guys from Boston.
I had that. Was that 99.9?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that.
Was that on your list?
First second.
99. That's my favorite Suzanne Vega album. That's a really good album. Even if you think you don't, you're getting something queued up.
I just thought, I'm not trying to cheat and have like extra songs played, but I just, you know, just figure out we're chit-chatting, might have like a little instrumental behind us, you know?
Wait a minute, you're getting one. We haven't even given the topic, though.
Nah, but that's okay. Just
all right, is this one of the songs that's in the topic, or would
it
been?
It was going to be, yeah. This song is called Mondo 77.
Mondo 77.
By a band called Looper.
Now, we'll let people at home now. The song's called Mondo 77. Try to figure out maybe what our topic is today. I bet you won't be able to.
That's right. It's about
songs with Mondo in the title.
Songs about Jean-Claude Belmondo. But, I actually did want to play a
game.
A game. Well, I do have a game.
Because I can't concentrate with Mondo Bizarro in my head.
Okay, Matt, you can cut that. The new issue of Rolling Stone with Steve Jobs.
You know what? I got two of theirs yesterday.
I got two of them yesterday too.
What's going on with that?
Okay. I don't know, but I wish they would stop that. Just like,
and I thought it was an early picture of Steven Spielberg on the front.
Right? Yeah, looks like. Yeah, I thought it was my friend Seth Friedman, but it's not him.
Did you call him up really say, Seth, I can't believe you're at Rolling Stone.
So you already read this?
I didn't read any of it. No, I just got it yesterday.
Okay. Well, did you see that they have those?
Gary, I have a stack of those on my nightstand I haven't read yet. So.
Yeah, you're going to get to them. Well, this issue is great because they have their celebrity playlist in here. And
oh, okay. I did leave through that. I saw that Mick Jagger likes reggae.
Right. Well, okay. Well, let's play this on Matt.
I didn't. You could still play it on me because I didn't.
I think you might know too much. But go ahead. Go ahead and both of you jump.
All right.
There's different artists submit their 10 song playlists, and there's a lot of Tom Petty, Steven Tyler, Mick Jagger, Smokey Robinson, Jim James from My Morning Jacket, Wayne Coyne, like tons of cool people submit their playlists. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you selections from three different playlists.
Okay.
And you tell me which one you would be most like sound like something you would want to listen to. And don't be funny. Nobody likes a comedian.
All right.
So just like answer honestly. Okay.
What the heck?
Playlist number A has
Waka Waka.
Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Toots and the Maytals, Greg Isaacs, and Burning Spear. Playlist B has the Rolling Stones, Alice Cooper, Queen, Led Zeppelin, and Talking Heads.
Okay.
And playlist C has Beyonce, Maroon 5, Kelly Clarkson, Dixie Chicks, and CeeLo Green. Which would you most like to listen to?
I would want to listen to two.
Yeah, playlist B. What do you think?
Queens on there.
Yeah, I don't want any of those, honestly. But,
if you had to pick one.
A mix of B and C would probably be closest, but I'd say B, I guess.
But never A.
This is very strange, ladies and gentlemen. As I predicted, For the second week in a row, Matt and Pat have taken a magazine quiz and revealed that they are both Kesha.
You're Kesha again.
Yeah, you're Yay. Kesha again. That was her list of all-time party starters. Sympathy wow. for the Devil, School's Out, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, you know what? For my party starter, mm-hmm. I play Get the Party Started by Pink.
That'll do it.
And I, of course, play TikTok, make it rock, gonna let the beat drop.
There you have it. Love it. No, see, I didn't get that deep into it. So
oh, okay.
I
was, well, you I'm have good. Some good reading.
But that first playlist, that was Mick's though, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was Mick Jagger's reggae songs. And the last one was Miranda Lambert's revenge songs.
Well, I don't, reggae just, I just can't get into reggae or ska.
Really?
Can't get into either of those.
Well, we'll maybe
we'll... I'd like ska-gay.
You would like ska-gay.
I would love someone to make a ska-gay album. I would also love someone to draw a caricature of Gary and I that we could put on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. What happened to that Welsh kid that had – he said he had a lot of different – the one who did our current Black Keys logo.
I don't know. But... if you're out there, Welsh kid.
Yeah.
And we're giving you the respect you deserve by not using your name. Feel free to make a mock-up of that Hall & Oates H2O album with me and Gary looking at each other and sweating.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. we need to get our merch train. Well, we need some stickers or something, I guess.
Some stickers?
You know.
That's great merch.
Matt, do you have this issue? Would you like to take this home and study that? Because we have multiple copies. And
I got a little.
Would you? Let's give away your extra issue as a prize somehow later.
I got to mail that to someone.
I'll do it.
They just go to the newsstand for $2.50.
They can just look it up. Anyway, you were saying?
Oh, before we give the topic, before we start, sometimes when I have my iPod in the kitchen, it's got, you know, like over 15,000 songs in it. It's also got some comedy clips in it. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, a random comedy clip will pop up. Mm-hmm. And this one popped up the other day. It's 52 seconds long, and it pertains to music, and this, it really cracks me up. Every time I hear this, it really makes me laugh. So here's a little bit of Todd Barry from his comedy CD, Medium Energy, from 2001.
Oh, great.
I like that Behind the Music show, man. Very informative show. I was watching it the other day. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know Billy Idol liked living life to the fullest. I watched the Bon Jovi episode of Behind the Music. They kept using this phrase, and then he went back to his roots. And the next year he went back to his roots. I watched the whole show. I didn't see one portion where he strayed from his roots. It's not like they said in 1987, John Bon Jovi entered a New Jersey recording studio with just four sets of bagpipes and a woodblock.
When did he stray from his roots?
That Billy Idol living life to the fullest.
You can hear the guy's voice in it. Billy lived life to the fullest. Real quickly, I'm going to play a little clip of something. This is five different people who don't know each other recommended to me, like, hey, have you heard this guy, Meyer Hawthorne? Everybody's talking about Meyer Hawthorne.
Is he new?
He's a new guy. He's part of that whole neo-soul revival invasion.
He wasn't my chemistry teacher?
No, he wasn't, but okay. Everybody's talking about him, so that sounds like buzz, so it sounds like we better be on top of it, so people can hear that and say, oh, yeah, I heard that on Rock Solid. This is his hit single called The Walk. Let's see what you think about this.
Sounds like Jack Black's going to start singing.
That's a good groove. I like this.
Baby, what you doing now? You're pissing me off.
Thank you.
Didn't expect that lyric.
But your hair is so luxurious.
Yeah, it is.
And your lips are so soft.
I knew he was going to say soft. I did.
Anyway, it's like it. You're doing me wrong. But I love the way you're walking now. And your legs are so long.
42 in sync.
Well, you look so in your hand now. But I took just so much as I could stand now. And you can walk your long legs, baby, right out of my life.
No, Now, this has
Maya Hawthorne on Rex Solid.
This has given me this has that retro feel, the way the first time I heard Amy, what's her name?
Winehouse.
I almost said Weinstein.
Amy Wine. It's precisely.
Amy Winehouse. It's that only for the guys, and it's got a little bit of a. Am I going to just draw a blank all day? Sam Cooke-ish type stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It's got. It's. I've heard the whole album. It's really good. It's one of those that you know, everybody could agree on.
And the whole album's in this vein.
Yeah, it is. There's some of it's more like much more like kind of orc poppy, like kind of like some good like strings and stuff. It's a yeah, very very cool album.
And this is first CD.
I don't know.
And his name's Myron?
Meyer Hawthorne.
Meyer Hawthorne.
And he has sunglasses on the front. And I think it's called How Do You Do, I think. How Do You Do? Cool. So maybe it is his first album. That's what's a big good name.
How Do You Do?
Yeah.
And then his second album would be So Long. Oh, okay. You know, I've seen that. Okay.
There you go.
That guy looks like he might be a douche.
He's not afraid to point out luxurious hair, so he's okay by me.
So, Gary, what's the topic today?
Today's topic, Pat, is this was one dreamed up by you, and I thought, oh, that's going to be easy. And it was so hard. There was too many songs. And Matt made his cuts. And it's songs with numbers in them. Not to be confused with later on when we do Rock Solidopedia, the number edition, with bands that have numbers.
Right.
With numbers.
Yeah, we just didn't choose a number. We didn't say songs with the number 2008 in them.
Right, exactly. No, these are songs that have like a numeral, a digit, something
in the
like
title.
That. In the title. Somewhere.
And it's apropos then that Matt made us cut three songs. He made
That's
us
a number.
Cut a number.
It's a magic number.
I know. Oh, I almost took something from
Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, me too.
Because I have Schoolhouse Rock in my iTunes.
Fucking Belknap.
I know. But if we would have had to cut songs, you know.
Yeah, that would have been the first to go.
Zero, My Hero, was the first one to hit the bricks.
I was figure eight, but anyway.
So what, would you like to begin?
Why don't you begin, I think. Or no, I will begin.
Well, no, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is I don't know how I made it to show 15 without playing this guy yet. Matt, go ahead. That's the signal. Go ahead and start things. One of the great singer-songwriters of our time, taken from us too soon, perhaps by his own hand, nobody knows. And definitely the most depressing song about karaoke night ever. It's Elliott Smith and Waltz Number 2 on Rock Solid. Cool to sing that at karaoke. That'd bum
it. That's cool. And the number in that title was?
Waltz Number 2.
Waltz Number 2.
Are you
check 2 off the list, Matt.
2 is off the list. Are you a karaoke guy? What's your jam when you
If I do karaoke, I will do something where I can sing in a voice that's not my voice. Sing Rock and Roll All Night with that Gene Simmons deep.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
You show us everything you got. I'd do something like that.
I always go with the Skater Boy with the 8 in it.
That was on my list. It was almost on my list.
Almost on my list. What is on your list besides My Kiss?
Well, this is a song. The artist is, I've played him once before, Marshall Crenshaw. And it's a cover of a song that what I could find was written by a guy named Grant Hart. And
oh, yeah.
It's called 2541.
Wow.
And it's about two people who move in together, and then they end up moving out. But here's we drop us right in the middle of the song, 2541. That's the address.
Everything else in the past. It was the first place we ever had to ourselves. I didn't know it would be the last.
was from 1996, Marshall's version from the album Miracle of Science.
This is so weird. This is the second week in a row that we've played a Grant Hart cover. Last week,
that is weird.
We heard Green Eyes. He's the drummer of Husker Du, and this was like 2541 was the song that kind of broke Husker Du up because, like, you know, Pablo was like, it's not your best effort, and
it's a pretty great tune.
It's a great tune, and it was the title track of Grant's first solo album, and
maybe it's more suited to a Marshall Crenshaw than a Husker Du. Maybe
that could be yeah. But I love I love Grant Hart. He's like, I'm going to this big, there's like a big tribute to Bob Mould at the Disney Hall coming up, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of wishing it was a tribute to Grant Hart, but that's okay.
Is Bob Mould going to be there?
I think he's going to be there. He's got a lot of special guests, but I'll report on that later.
You know, he was at Conan and played with the Foo Fighters.
Oh,
that
so
was there.
I heard, yeah. Yeah. So I heard, and did you say, hey, how's Grant doing?
No, because he's I didn't want him to think I was coming on to him.
Oh, right. Because, yeah, you know, he's like, he's that way. So is Grant. That's about
it. And Bob Mould is a bear. He considers himself a bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I'd do well in that community.
I think you would.
I'm thinking about switching over.
Well, you've been married twice. You might as well.
I've been married once.
Oh, okay.
You always say that. This is a...
it's my running joke. Matt shakes his head silently, partnery.
This next song. Now, I wanted to pick some. Like, it seemed like obviously to pick something by Prince, you know, because he always has like, it was like, right. I would die for you or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is a song that like has that sort of thing with like numbers instead of words. Matt said it's called Leet Speak. It's from a band called Brainiac, like this techno-punk band out of Ohio. And they had this great album, like maybe the greatest album of all, album title of all time, Hissing Prigs in Static Couture.
And no, I couldn't even purchase that album because I wouldn't be able to say it. And Matt was calling foul on you using this song, right? Because you were using...
Yeah, because I get, you know, it technically doesn't have any numbers in it, but this song is called K115M3, letter U... Jack 3D, it's pronounced, go ahead and put it, Kiss Me You Jacked Up Jerk.
Have you been a cheater all your life?
Ask Bob Mould.
My head on the that she's like a psychotic Japanese chihuahua.
Chihuahua, chihuahua, chihuahua.
That's
chihuahua. Right.
Chihuahua, what can I do? I grab nasty little phrases and repellent creams. Still Mondale's bulletproof limousine. She's in Espanol, but I think she only speaks in
Japanese.
And it goes like this for a while.
No.
Talking about a chihuahua. That's anyway, that's Brainiac. So.
You now, you do choose songs that you enjoy, right?
Yeah. What's not the lie? It's
okay.
Like,
okay.
It's different. Yeah.
All right.
It's like got a. That's kind of thing.
All right.
I never. All right. Go ahead.
What's it actually sounded like it could be played like in the opening credits of Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Really? Yeah.
Three.
They should have had. Yeah.
Just have the dogs like walking down.
When the dog goes on a murder spree or something, that would be a movie. Yes.
Okay. So. We have 25 and 41 is gone.
Yeah, those are gone. And 155.
There's no. You can repeat numbers, folks.
Yeah. Okay, that's
just fooling around.
Cross them off the board.
Okay, this next song is from 1978. It's from whenever people say bands, this is like one of the bands they name. They always say the Stones, Zeppelin, The Who.
Like when Kesha's making a playlist.
Right.
This is like
exactly.
Season, yeah.
So this is from The Who. This is from Who Are You? This song is called 905. It's sung by John Entwistle.
Oh.
And it's about, well, you'll hear the lyrics. I put it right out there.
I wonder.
How about that?
Father was an incubator. Father was the contents of a test tube in the ice box in the factory of birth.
They're making a baby.
My name is 905, and I've just become alive. I'm the newest populator of the planet we call Earth.
That's it.
Oh, that's cool.
Animation.
I love Who Are You. One summer I stayed at my...
You mean the album?
The album, yeah, Who Are You.
So in case you couldn't hear the lyrics, let me interrupt you.
Oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
It said, mother was an incubator, father was the contents of a test tube in the icebox in the factory of birth.
Ah, so it's like about test tube babies.
Yeah.
This is, you know, they're probably recording this right around the time Louise Brown, the first test tube baby.
I'm sure that's what they were thinking of.
She was from England, and she was born around the same time. But yeah.
Oh, then you're probably right. Yeah. I was making light of it, but you're probably right. So anyway, yeah, Who Are You is fantastic.
Yeah. I stayed at my uncle's house one summer, and he's just a little bit older than me, and we actually slept in bunk beds, you know, because he was just a little bit older than me. And every morning we'd wake up and play Trick of the Light, like, you know, just like hit.
Trick
you know,
of the Light.
Yeah.
Guitar and the Pen is great.
Guitar and Pen. Who Are You, of course.
Who the fuck are you?
Right.
But yeah, 905 is overlooked. So I wanted to, and I love that song.
I haven't heard that in years. Thank you so much. That's really takes me back to...
sleeping with your uncle.
Sleeping with my uncle and Bob Mould and Turkey Baster. But anyway, so let's go ahead and hit this next tune. This is... It sounds like math rock, but it's rock about math.
Okay.
It's called Carry the Zero by definitely the greatest band ever from the Boise metro area. They're called Built to Spill, and the song's Carry the Zero. And listen to these guitar heroics at the end here. There you go.
I'm assuming zero is spelled out Z-E-R-O.
Yes, it is. Like David Gilmour or something? Or?
That's good guitar.
Yeah, love it. That's from the album called Keep It Like a Secret. You Need It, Built to Spill, on Rock Solid. Were you good at math, Pat? Were you?
You know, I was up until a point, and then there was somewhere where then I started to not be good at it.
I was like absent a day or something, and I missed, like, that was my proudest moment in school, was like getting a C- in Algebra 2 in summer school. So I could, like, you know, graduate. That was...
And in sixth grade, it may have been sixth grade when it took a turn, because we had a teacher called Mr. Ackert, and he was nuts.
Really?
He was crazy, and he was funny, and he was crazy, but we didn't learn anything. Everyone loved going to his class, but we didn't learn a thing.
The math teacher I remember was Mr. Elliot, and he was like 1,000 years old, and, like, you know, his head looked like an egg, and he was like hunched over, like he had like with the projector, and he'd write with the wax pencil on the thing, and he was like, he was very tough, like you couldn't get anything off of him, and he's like, and don't think that I'll ever be happy, because I haven't missed a day in 35 years, died in the middle of the term. We killed him.
Well, Mr. Ackert was to teaching math as Harold Ramis is in Stripes to teaching English.
Just, fuck sheets on the beach.
Okay, this is a music show, right?
Sorry about that. We're not. This ain't no math show.
This is a comedy music show. Anyway. And Gary, whenever I meet people,
yes,
the first thing I ask them about music is I look them right in the eye and I go, "Do you like The Family?"
Oh, wait a minute. I know where this is going.
That's what I ask them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if they don't like The Family, I'm not down with their musical selection. Mm-hmm. So this is from 1971. This is by the Partridge Family. This is called Echo Valley 26809. So you can take 26809 off the board.
Take that off the list.
Let's hear it.
Lighten up a road to nowhere. Where you are, I have to go for them. Are you waiting?
When did you dial the phone like that? Oh, here's the best part. He actually calls her.
Get me Echo Valley 26809.
You have reached a disconnect.
you call the operator? And what does Echo Valley mean? Is that EV on the keyboard?
Yeah, I guess that's how people used to remember.
What do you got? I'm pulling out my phone. I want to see what the actual number
will
be.
Don't call it.
And then I want to call. I want to see if she's. It's disconnected.
Oh no! That's made me horny for some Partridge Family.
Oh, you're gonna go over and look at what's E and V?
3-8.
So that would be Echo Valley. Would be 3-8.
Yeah.
So I mean, that would like if you called Directory Assistance today and you and you said, yeah, could you, my hands got chopped off and I can't dial the phone. So I was able to dial the 411 with my nose. Could you get me Jason Victor? I mean, would they they'd hang up on you, right?
I guess, yeah, there was.
Oh, Matt's calling.
Oh, he's calling it. Oh, no, this is great. This is so crazy. Dude, we're totally doing this. I cannot believe it. We're out of our minds. Oh, can I? Oh, because you got to do a.
Still disconnected.
Still disconnected after all these years since 71.
What's the? You know what? I bet it's the. What's the?
40 years. It's still been disconnected.
Somebody get that number. What's the area code in Albuquerque? I bet that's where it is.
Is Echo Valley in Albuquerque?
Well, no, they have that song about point me in the direction of Albuquerque.
Yeah, Echo Valley's nowhere, Pat. That's just too.
This is a made up.
this whole song is confusing me.
There was a lot. You know, there was.
By the way, just so people know, the Rolling Stones got cut. And Echo Valley 26809 stuck
people
around.
Know the Rolling Stones. This is good, but people need to know the family more because
that's true.
That one song, but there's a lot of good phone number songs. There was, and a lot of them have that thing in there, like
8675309.
Well, there's that, but there's like Beachwood 54709.
That's true. That's true.
And Pennsylvania 65000.
Yep.
And there's this particular jam.
Ooh, is this a phone number?
Yeah, right here. And I thought that
that's wild.
When you said the family, I thought you were talking about.
The Mansons?
Those Prince Protégés, the family.
Oh, okay.
Who had Nothing Compares to You, like the original version.
We could have used that,
We could have used that.
There's a two in there.
But this is another Prince composition, written, recorded, and everything else, but sung by Morris Day, the time. This is 777-9311.
Gary's music collection is funky.
Hell yeah, it is.
Babe, what's your phone number? I know it's kind of fast, but I hate to waste time.
That sounds like Prince.
Babe, what's your phone number? Girl, I have to ask, cause you're so fine. 777-9311. I wanna steal the note with you if that's alright.
Forward.
7-9-3-11. That's the number you dial for a booty call.
Strangely enough, that is actually the number of Des Dickerson, who was the guitarist in the Revolution.
I remember him, yeah.
And
Gary Curl.
Yeah, so you could just imagine like Prince like, oh, I want to arrange practice, and he's like dialing the phone. He's probably like, singing to himself, 777.
But then it sounds like he wants to sleep around with his guitar player.
maybe. He left the band shortly thereafter. He was like, maybe it doesn't go that way. Like, who do you think I am? Bob Mould? Get out of here.
So that wasn't Prince singing?
No, that was Morris Day. That was the time.
But it sounded like Prince, though.
It was him doing every single other thing else. He probably sang a backing track on it or something.
Okay.
Just to like... get the thing, but so there you go. Two phone numbers.
I like
right
that.
In a row. Do you remember every phone number you've ever had in your life? Sometimes they like stick in.
No.
You know what's a great phone number I had?
Can't remember the one I have now.
I remember a great phone number I had: 323-343-8438. That was a lot. That was a sexy phone number.
I often think though, because we have passwords for all these different websites, and,
yeah.
For your Amazon password, and I don't keep that. I have like. Four different passwords I use, so sometimes
like what's your ATM password? Go ahead and just give that.
That would be. But I'm like, when do we get to that age where we do start forgetting these numbers?
Probably now with cell phones, where we just kind of hit the button
and there it goes.
Yeah, so we probably heard the last of our phone number songs, like because what kid's gonna like
I know.
Yeah, write a song about position five or whatever, and his friends and family
redial.
Redial, baby.
Hey, this next song. This is actually marking our anniversary, Matt.
Oh.
Our anniversary's coming up. 2 years ago in October, you and me and your lovely wife Elise and the very good looking gentleman named Mike Siegel, we traveled. It was October 25th, 2009. We traveled out to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to see the big U2 360 show.
Oh.
And I actually took this track from the DVD. And this is, of course, U2 1. This is a live version from the show we were at, Matt.
What the? Did I disappoint you?
Leave a bad taste in your mouth. Me, Matt, 90,000 other people.
Did Matt get on your shoulders with his lighter?
No, he didn't.
Top off?
No. Elise did.
Oh, okay.
Then Siegel got on my shoulders, but he wanted to face the opposite direction. And I said, dude, I'm not down with that. You need to get Bob Mould if you want to go to a show. All right. It's a great song.
I almost had U2 40. Great song. You know, they have that song 40.
About, yeah.
But the popular
I almost had 11 o'clock TikTok, too.
Oh,
almost.
That was another one. That
Oh, Matt.
I just want to say, like, it's people, younger people might not understand. That song, it may be one of the most overplayed songs of all time.
Right.
But when Octung Baby came out, that song is unbelievably great. It's just, I listened to that album all summer when that came out, and it's crazy. I just wish it wasn't so
clapped out. Like,
yeah, just like you can't hear it the way you, like, I can't listen to it the way I used to anymore. It's just, because it's everywhere you turn, you hear it.
That's it. Yeah, it's weird. Like that's probably their high watermark, and, you know, kind of came later on in their careers. Usually, like
91, it was
start big, and then.
But you know what? I think U2 is one of those bands. They have like a bunch of considered classic albums: War, Unforgettable Fire, Joshua Tree, Octung Baby. Oh, and by the way, Matt, you brought this. Talking about Octung Baby. In November. Deluxe reissue of Octung Baby's coming out. It's in a 2-disc, a 4-disc, a 7-disc. It's crazy.
Kind of discs.
So look for that.
That's have you heard the version with Mary J. Blige that they do?
Awesome. Oh, I have heard that version.
It's so good. And then also that reminds me of that one Ben Stiller sketch about Lucky Clover cereal. One bowl. It's not where he plays like Bono. it's really good. Anyway,
Ben Stiller is funny sometimes.
He's funny.
When he's funny, he's really funny.
Then
you see him in an interview, and you're like, ugh.
So this next song is the this is like the perfect topic for this song, because I don't know like when else I would play it. Maybe like during our Rocklopedia G or something. It's called Made Up Love Song Number 43.
All right,
and it's by a band called the Guillemots. And I hope you like it.
I love you through sparks and shining dragonside too.
Sounds a little like
now there's poetry
Adam Durvitz, Counting Crows.
Empty can. I love you through sparks and shining dragonside too.
Here comes the big crescendo of the day. All good songs have this in it. It really kicks in. Anyway, so there you go. That's from like 2006. Kind of like never really. It's like a hit in Britain, but never really went anywhere in the States. But
it sounds so familiar. The music, the voice. It just sounds like something I've heard before.
I think they might have used it like in previews. It reminds me of there was that song. Sweet Disposition by Temper Trap. Remember that? It was kind of around the same time. It kind of reminds me of that same sort of vibe. But there you go. That's what we do here on Rock Solid, Expanding Horizons.
I love that.
Bringing things back from the dead.
Well, 50% of us expand horizons. the other 50% says, do you remember the Who? They're good.
Are we getting down to the end? Or are we?
We're getting close. My next song is. This is a song. This is one of the songs I love, and I have never picked up on what the lyrics actually mean. So I was putting this list together, and my wife said, "Oh, are you going to use Be My Number Two by Joe Jackson?" I go, "That actually is on my list," and then I go, "That should have been our wedding song." And then she's like, no. I go, what are you talking about? She goes,
Number two is number two?
Do you listen to the lyrics of that song? And I'm like, no, I thought it was like a romantic song. Like, would you be my number two? Like, I'm one and you're two. And number two, she goes, no, it's, would you be my number two? And, well, you'll hear the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
This like, isn't, this, she's.
This
she's,
doesn't get scatological.
She's the, no, she's the rebound.
Oh, the rebound. Okay, exactly. Okay, this. That's number two.
My number two.
Me and number one are through.
There won't be what if, this is your first dance at your wedding.
Yes. Hey, you're the guy that was married twice.
And there's not much left of me. What you get is what
he's damaged.
You see. Is it worth the energy? I leave it up to you. And if you got something to say to me, don't try to lay your funny way. Action.
His heart's seen too much action.
Too much action. And yeah, I'm ready to settle for you, baby.
He's ready to settle for you. And it's just like, look, don't try to put your funny ways on me because I, you know, you take it or leave it. I'm like, wow, I always heard that as such. What about you? Did you know the lyrics to that? I always thought that was like, oh, a romantic song. Like,
that's why I never like to read lyric sheets because it always it ruins so many good things. So.
Yeah, but that one, I really misconstrued that one. I apologize to the listener.
What?
I know.
It's not like buried in the mix.
It's not buried in the mix. It's the lyrics. It's not like you couldn't. It's not like Bad Moon on the Rise and someone says there's a bathroom on the right, which no one ever thought that was what the song was. So, although my wife thought the Kansas song "Carry On Wayward Son" was Gary.
Oh,
you're no wayward son.
Gary, you're no wayward son. My favorite one of those misheard things is "When a Man Loves a Walnut." Could you imagine?
It's terrible. That's a hit song.
Now, I always like to make fun of you for
behind my back.
No, behind your back, and on the internet. What you know? How you're like loyalty to bands like like you'll buy the new Kansas album. Like, yes, this is going to be the new Left Overture.
Yeah. I don't like Kansas that much, but I know that's true. Yeah,
and you know, whereas I like I jump off the bandwagon at the earliest opportunity and get on the next thing. Except for there are certain artists like this next guy. He is like a indie pop icon from the late 70s and early 80s, and every 5 or 6 years he comes out with a new album. And we think like, yes, Chris Stamia is back. It's gonna be like TVs. But this was a great song that he had from like I don't know, his fourth or fifth comeback in the mid 2000s, and it sounds like a nice walk down memory lane. But then it kind of gets a little askew, and it's called 14 Shades of Green, and it starts with a groovy airplane noise. Listen to this.
All right. Ooh, crop duster.
Yeah. Grass.
Because you're stoned.
Yeah. Rob that store. Wait a minute. What kind of walk down memory lane is this? So then, anyway,
that's a great song. That's right in the area of music I like. From here to here,
he's holding his hands like 6 inches apart. Well, yeah,
six,
maybe 4.5. I'll have to whip you up a Chris Stamey sampler too. Like I made you a Rilo Kiley, but I didn't burn it.
Oh, I got the. You know what? I got the. I got the
More Adventures.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I got that in the mail. I just haven't listened to it yet. Nice. I just got it. I was going to bring it because I like to bring it and actually show it to you because
I could
easily say, oh, yes, I've been listening to some music you recommended. But no, it's down in my car and I meant to bring it up.
Cool. All right. Well, do you love visiting the old hometown and kicking around the old haunts and, or do you never set foot back?
No, I don't go back that often. I'll be back again in, I'll tell you this, I'll be back again in June. It's my 30th high school reunion.
Oh, wow.
And I am in charge of, yeah, I'm in charge of the playlist, the music for the
night.
Really?
Oh, right.
But I'm only choosing music from our high school from 79 to 82.
Okay.
That's, cause I graduated in 82. So That's the area that I'll be choosing songs from. I've actually already made the playlist.
That's rich. Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah, I did. I actually did. Because it's easy. Because in iTunes, you can just say, make me a playlist from 79 to 82. And then I went through that and took out, you know, about 35 AC/DC songs.
Never ask Pat again to make the...
But you know how that is. I'm sure there's going to be people that will be like, who planned the music?
Yes.
This blows. Or else, since most of the people I graduated with still live back there, they're probably going to say, yeah, fuck yeah, Ted Nugent.
Do you have any scores to settle at this?
No, my only enemy from high school, a guy I didn't like, he committed suicide. So
ha!
So I win.
Advantage Francis.
Yes. Yes.
So is this, do we have time for one more each?
You'd be better because he cut us down and I still have one.
Oh, that's you. Yeah, sorry.
All right. This is from 2002. This is Elvis Costello from an album, When I Was Cruel. And the song's called 45, and 45 has many meanings. He wrote the song when he was and released it when he was 45. It refers to 45 records. Uh-huh. It refers to a gun, a 45. And I took the chunk out about music. So let's hear 45.
9 years later, a child is born. There's a record, so you put it on. 45. 9 years far of a lucky now. 9-year-old puts his money down. 45.
He introduces his kid to music.
Wow.
Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I held for you. 45. There's a stack of you lack in mind. Oh, which is yours now and which is mine. 45. Here is a song to say to do the measuring. What do you lose? What do you get? What do you win? Missing treble.
So that was off When I Was Cruel. That was one of those ones where they always say, Elvis is back to, that's actually a pretty great CD. And you know, I've been a fan of his for 6 or 7 weeks. So you know that I know his full history now and I'm totally on board.
That is a overlooked album. And I had that, do you have a Brutal Youth? That's another
I do
later period.
Yeah, that's another one in the cut. Because 13 Steps Lead Down almost made my list. And another way that another thing they do when they have an Elvis Costello album where they go, he's back to his roots. He's got the big horn rim glasses.
That's exactly. Yeah, you could tell. It's like when Robin Williams has the beard. You know, it's good.
Right, or the suspenders,
or if he has the suspenders, don't go.
Or Jonathan Winters is with him as his child.
Yes, then it's good. Then it means Elvis is back.
You got one more?
I do, and this is like, oh, it's bittersweet, Pat. The news, breaking news, Thurston Moore and Kim Gordon breaking up.
Musical differences.
Yes, after 25 years. And this is like for aging hipsters like me, this is like hearing our parents broke up or something.
But see, Sonic Youth, now you're on their, you like, if they released a new album, you would buy that.
Yeah, I keep up.
Well, see, you're just like me.
It's true.
A nerd.
Just like a nerd. But this is 100% on Rock Solid.
Oh, they are 100% divorced.
Separated. So now they're getting divorced. That's not good as well.
I can never forget you. The way you rock the girls. They rule the world and love you. A blast in the underworld. I stick a knife in my head. Thinking about your eyes.
Chick, chick is mine.
All I know is you got no money, and that's got nothing to do with a good time.
I stick a knife in my head thinking about your eyes. That's romance, baby.
Or that could cause you to break up.
You and your knife play, I can't take it.
He's too infatuated with that chick.
The word I hear, like, is that, you know, oh, they're the coolest couple of all time, but I think, like, he was the cool one, and she was kind of, like, not so cool.
And it's hard to live up to that that title of coolest couple.
Although I do, here's one thing I owe to Kim Gordon, is she had a recipe in Sassy Magazine, like around the time this came out.
Recipe for rock and roll.
A recipe for rock and roll, a recipe for dinner. Well, this is kind of rock and roll, recipe for something called tuna tacos, if you know what I mean. And it's actually, you know.
Oh, a song called 69.
It was a recipe, and it had, you know, taco shells, and you make some tuna, and it's a tasty dinner. We had it last night, in fact.
So let me get this straight.
Yes.
There's a recipe for tuna tacos. You're saying you take taco shell,
yeah,
put some tuna fish in there.
Yeah.
She is a genius. That would make me stick a knife in my eye. Hey,
wow.
Hey, that's our show for today.
You know what? I think
this is
a really good show. And I think we're the better for having trimmed it.
Yeah.
And I don't know who to thank for that.
Well, I'm going to thank you and never him.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Thank you, Producer Matt.
I do have a quick website recommendation. I found this website. Almost anything you want to know about music, you just go to www.google.com and just type in anything, and it'll come up. Any band, any artist, any song, you want lyrics, you'll find it there. And then I have a playout song today from the 2011 Red Hot Chili Peppers album called I'm With You. This is a song called Factory of Faith. Enjoy some of this bass.
Thanks, everybody. Like us on Facebook.
Yes, please.
Tell your friends.
Flea.
Life. I was swinging for the fence. I was looking for the triple, never playing good defense. Gunning for the glitter, every hot and heavy hitter. She was never really there, so I couldn't really get her. Said, factually, I'm just a piece of it. Factually, the very least of it. Piece of work, I was really quite a jerk. Keeping score is such a bore, a busy mind could go.